The Rules and Legislative Administration Committee will come to order. A quorum is present. Representative Coulter, have you had a chance to review the minutes?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I've had a chance to review them thoroughly, and noting some rather disturbing spacing errors, I will move the minutes from our February 6th meeting.
Representative Coulter moves the minutes from February 6, 2025. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The minutes are approved. Next, I'm going to move the calendar for the day for Thursday, February 20th, 2025. Any discussion? Representative Howard.
Mr. Chair, this is a question, I think, for Representative Nash, Chair Nash. This bill deals with the Attorney General's office, which would seem to fit within state government. I'm curious why, if you requested to see this bill in state government.
Representative Nash.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And while we don't typically ask each other questions in committee, we'll go there. After consulting Majority Leader Niska and looking at the parameters of the bill, we didn't feel like it was necessary to come before state government finance. So we did not call for it.
Lee Long.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Mr. Chair, my understanding of the purpose of this bill is to try to expand access to data practices requests coming to the Attorney General's office. Is that a fair statement?
So the bill clarifies the language in the Data Practices Act, the definition of data, private data on individuals. So it changes some classification of data within the Data Practices Act as it relates to the Attorney General's office, yes.
So, Mr. Chair, I know there was a request in submitted from our side for a fiscal note, and I think the reason was we wanted to see if that would then trigger the need for additional staffing to review additional data practices requests that would be coming into the Attorney General's office. So I'm curious why the bill is moving to the floor without knowing from the Attorney General's office whether or not there is a cost.
Thank you, Lee Long. The reason the bill is going to the floor is because it doesn't change any number of requests that would be made. It just changes the way that requests that are made would be handled within the Attorney General's office. The Attorney General's office has quite a large budget and can deal with the costs that are involved in that.
Janice, have you asked the Attorney General's office if they're prepared to absorb any additional costs, and if so, what did they say?
Thank you, Lee Long. I have discussed with the Attorney General this bill. They did express their belief generally about data practices requests being something that they would like resources to deal with, and that's something that we will discuss as things go along. This particular bill, though, does not change the number of data practice requests that the Attorney General's office would get.
Well, Mr. Chair, I would think that would be the exact question that a fiscal note would review, is whether or not the Attorney General's office believes there would be an increase in workload from them. And the answer may be no. They may say that they could absorb it or that they don't have any impact. But it does feel to me like we're rushing the process. We didn't go to state government. We didn't have the fiscal note. And I will note in committee that it was pointed out that the bill won't have 68 votes coming to the floor in its current form. And there were two specific offers made from our lead, Representative Liebling, and from Representative Feist to work with you on the issue to try to find a bipartisan solution. So I'm curious why we're putting it on the floor on Thursday, when we know it won't have the votes, and when there was a good faith offer to work together to try to come up with a solution here that would be bipartisan.
Well, thank you, Lee Long. I appreciate that question. I would point out that the approach taken by this bill is the approach advocated by former DFL Speaker Paul Thiessen, Justice Paul Thiessen, and his dissent in Energy Policy Advocates versus Ellison. He didn't need a fiscal note to decide what he thought the Data Practices Act was supposed to mean in that case. This is correcting a misinterpretation of the Data Practices Act, and in particular, a particularly important one that's about the right of the people of Minnesota to have information about the Attorney General's, what's happening in the Attorney General's office. And I don't think that we If it is in fact true that the entire DFL caucus is going to vote against Justice Thiessen's position, I think it's important that the people of Minnesota know that. Yes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Well, I do believe that that will be the case on Thursday, but certainly our members have made an offer to work in good faith to try to find a path forward on this. So I think our time would be better used doing that than putting this on the floor. So with that, I'll ask for a roll call.
Roll call has been requested. Any further discussion? The assistant will take the roll. Chair votes aye.
Vice Chair Engen. Minority Lead Long.
No.
Representative Cutler.
Coulter.
No.
Representative Frederick.
No.
Representative Hollins.
No.
Representative Howard.
No.
Representative Jacob.
Jacob, aye.
Representative Jordan.
Not a voting member.
Representative Kogel.
Kogel, absent.
Representative Nash.
Aye.
Representative Purcell.
Purcell, nay.
Representative Schultz.
Schultz, aye.
Representative Scott.
Aye.
Representative Steer.
Aye.
Representative Zelenskar.
Aye.
There being seven ayes and six nays, the calendar for the day is passed. The motion prevails. That concludes our agenda for today. The meeting is adjourned.